It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and we're going to start off with softball action. And a wild one saw St. Anthony get a victory over Olney by the score of 12-11. 12 runs, 15 hits, 4 errors for St. Anthony. Olney had 11 runs, 7 hits, and an error, as St. Anthony scored the final run of the game with 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th for the walk-off win, as they had several hitting heroes, as you could imagine, as Rios was 2-for-5 with a double and 2 RBIs. Ganaway 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Schultz 2-for-5 with a double, a homer as well, and 3 RBIs in the game. Faber was 2-for-3 with a double in the contest. And Ruhal 2-for-4 with a couple of RBIs. And Johnson 1-for-4 with an RBI, as Ruhal and Wines was on the mound, with Wines pitching the victory at the end of the day. Again, St. Anthony with the walk-off victory, 12-11 over Olney. Greenville picked up a 10-2 win over South Central. South Central's Maddie Patticourt was 2-for-4 with a double, and Caitlin Swift was 3-for-4 on the day, as they accounted for 5 of the 7 hits for South Central, who fell 10-2 to Greenville. It was Newton picking up a win over Mattoon by a score of 8-2, as they pounded out 13 hits, no errors. Mattoon, 2 runs on 9 hits and no errors, as Martin was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. That's Cameron. Odell, 3-for-4 with a double and an RBI. Frichtel, 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI. Rich, 2 doubles, as she had 4 at-bats and 2 RBIs. And Mulvey, 2 doubles on 4 at-bats with a couple of RBIs. Stanley, also 2-for-4 on the day with a double and a triple. Collins pitched the victory for Newton. Again, they won 8-2 in that one. Taking a look at baseball action now. Effingham picked up a big win over Marshall in 5 innings, 13-1, as they had 14 hits and an error. Marshall, 1 run, 1 hit, and 3 errors, as Hayes pitched the 5-inning one-hitter, allowing just the 1 run while striking out 7 and walking 7. Rosen was 2-for-4 at the plate. Traub, 1-for-4 with a homer. Tucker, he had 2 RBIs, by the way. Tucker was 2-for-4 at the plate. Sechrist was 3-for-4 with a home run and 5 RBIs. And Flack, 2-for-2 with a home run and an RBI as well, in the win for Effingham Baseball over Marshall, 13-1. In other action around the area, Totopolis picked up a win over Greenville 6-2 with 6 hits and 3 errors. Greenville, 2 runs, 6 hits, and 5 errors, as Warman was 2-for-3 at the plate. Also, Mick Niebrigge, 1-for-3 with a double, and Jason Craik, 1-for-4 with a double and a couple of RBIs, as Daters went 5, gave up just 1 run, striking out 8, as he picked up the victory for Totopolis, who won that one 6-2. Aldemont was scheduled to host Casey Westfield, but field conditions forced the game to move to Casey Westfield. But the Indians came away with a 5-2 victory, pounding out 9 hits, committing an error. Casey Westfield, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors, as Elam was 2-for-4 at the top of the order. Schultz and Miller each 1-for-4 with RBIs, and Wagner was 2-for-3 on the day. Aldemont continues their winning ways, with Zane Miller pitching the victory, going all 7, giving up 2 runs, just 1 earned in that contest. Windsor Stu Straws defeated Pena by a score of 6-1. They had 8 hits and an error. Pena with 1 run, 2 hits, and an error, as Tingley was 1-for-4. Morris was 1-for-4. And Freeze was 1-for-4. All of them had doubles. Each had an RBI, except Verdine was 1-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs. Morris also had a couple of RBIs. Gergel pitched the 7 innings, allowing just the 1 run on the 2 hits, striking out 6 in the win. It was Newton falling to Oblong Palestine Hudsonville by a score of 7-4. 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Oblong Palestine Hudsonville. And Newton, 4 runs, 4 hits, and 6 errors in the loss. Wolf was 2-for-3 on the day with 2 doubles, and Meinhardt 1-for-3 with a double, and he had a couple of RBIs, as Newton fell 7-4 to oblong Palestine Hudsonville. Taking a look at the schedule for today in softball action, 4:30 starts for Salem at Effingham, Cumberland at Alney, Neoga at Shelbyville, and Arcola at Windsor Stew Straws. Altamont added a game. They will play Central A&M at Central A&M. That gets underway at 4 this evening in softball. Baseball action, Cumberland at Alney, South Central at Sisney, Arcola at Windsor Stew Straws. They'll play at Windsor High School. Neoga at Paris Mayo. 4:30 starts for all of those except Neoga and Paris Mayo at 4. And Brownstown St. Elmo will take on North Clay. That game was moved from yesterday to today due to field conditions. And Brownstown St. Elmo at North Clay gets underway at 4:30 today. Reminder of the Central Illinois All-Star Basketball game that is coming up on Sunday at Cumberland High School. Three-point contest will begin at 6:05, the tip-off of the game at 6:30, featuring senior basketball players from the Lincoln Prairie Conference and the National Trail Conference. And again, that will be held Sunday at Cumberland High School. Admission is $5 for that Lincoln Prairie versus National Trail senior All-Star Basketball game. In hockey action, St. Louis picked up another win. They skated past Montreal 6-1. In NBA play on the schedule today, well, I should say New Jersey will be at Chicago in hockey this evening at 6:30. NBA Lakers will be at the Pacers at 6:30 tonight. And the Cubs won their final spring training game, defeating Atlanta by a score of 4-2. The opening day coming up on Thursday, Minnesota at St. Louis at 3:15. The Cubs at Arizona for a 9:10 first pitch. And again, those games coming up on Thursday. That's been a check of sports. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.